Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y, Gore, G-O-R-E, 322-71, chief complaint, blood pressure follow-up, number 2, weight gain, number 3, tiredness, number 4, severe snoring, number 5, difficulty sleeping, number 6, tired all the time, number 7, ED issues, number 8, low back pain, number 9, I think I twisted my back while I was working. This is a 51-year-old gentleman, married, his wife and a patient take care of their grandchild, comes up still with above-mentioned symptoms for the past few days to weeks. Period. In the paragraph, his testosterone level has been low. He was referred for sleep study 2 times in the past, which he never had done. Recent blood test also showed a cholesterol of 215, glucose 215, hemoglobin A1C within normal limits at 5.3, but the testosterone was at 254. Period. New paragraph. Patient H and H was slightly elevated at 17 and 48, which is consistent with sleep apnea as well. Family history, possible stomach cancer, no colon cancer reported. Maintenance, he's 50 years old, has never had a colonoscopy. Once the Cologuard medication includes simvastatin and lisinopril, HCTZ 20/25. Review of system as above, allergy none, family maintenance is done. We talked about surgery none, social, he does smoke, he doesn't smoke, but he does drink alcohol, mainly beer. COVID immunization none, he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. The review of system also put down, he has had some BPH symptoms, headache, he has a carotid stenosis from a year ago, which we need to check. Also history of abdominal pain off and on with the possible GERD, and leg pain and arm pain, which is ongoing. His vitals is 245, up 8 pounds, 99%, 98, 16, 71, 147 over 81. Heart positive, home positive is to lungs, three, bronchi, abdomen is tender, epigastric, neck shows, nose cavities, skin shows, lower shoulder, mucosal, with amnesia, logical, confocal, lower extremity shows, trace edema. Assessment number 1. As far as his tiredness is concerned, once again, we're going to order the sleep study. This time, he promises to comply. Next number, recheck testosterone. His testosterone has been low. Next number, increased H&H consistent with sleep apnea since he's not a smoker and chronic hypoxemia. Next number, low back pain, Decadron 8 milligram now. Treat with Medrol, Dospac, and Flexeril along with Motrin. Next number, refill simvastatin 40 milligram. Next number, refill lisinopril 20/25. HCTZ. Next time we'll come back in 2 weeks. Next time we'll check blood work. Next time we'll see if the testosterone remains low. We'll start supplementation. He's interested in getting injections. His wife knows how to give injections. Next time is history of carotid stenosis. Recheck. Next time is arm pain and leg pain, multifactorial. Nevertheless, we checked for PVD, none was found. We checked for DVT, none was found. Next was because it was hypertension. We looked at his renal arteries. No renal vascular hypertension was noted. Next was we looked at his abdomen because of gastroesophageal reflux symptoms. Gallbladder looks normal. Next was right ventricle is definitely elevated, consistent with sleep apnea. Next was ordered sleep apnea ASAP. Next was return 2 weeks or 1 week. Next number set up for Cologuard testing. This is not interesting. Thank you.